Hello, I'm Ellen Bintz coming today from Wheaton, Illinois in the USA. Welcome to Impact, a podcast about how we can each bring about real change in the world and getting practical in making that happen.
And hello, I'm Clive Johnson coming today from Brentwood, just outside London in the UK. A special welcome if you're listening for the first time, and a big thank you to our new subscribers. Each week, we look at one aspect of how we can connect our hearts to offer healing for others with our collective intention, prayers, and meditation, and go beyond the headlines of a critical happening in our world that needs our attention right now.
In today's episode, we take one of these regular deep dives to more fully understand and tune in with something many of us may know only a little about, and see where we might hone in with our prayers and intentions. And as we record, it's April 30th, 2024.
And as we record, we're approaching the end of World Immunization Week, which is a global initiative marked each year in April to promote the use of vaccines to protect people of all ages in all member countries of the United Nations against vaccine-preventable diseases. And this month marks the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Expanded Program on Immunization, EPI for short, which was created by the World Health Assembly with the aim of vaccinating all children against diphtheria, measles, pertussis, polio, tetanus, tuberculosis, and smallpox, which is the only human disease ever eradicated. Given the many millions of lives that can be saved through vaccination, for this special episode, we thought we'd take a look at how the world is performing in terms of vaccinating its people. And there's much to celebrate, although warnings and challenges too that need our prayers and focus for sending intention.
So, what sort of preventable diseases are we talking about? Among diseases that vaccines can prevent or at least severely reduce, the impacts are measles, whooping cough, HPV-related cancers, polio, and diphtheria. And vaccination is, of course, needed in all countries, not just the developing world, which we might be inclined to think is less able to afford and implement rollout programs. For example, in the UK, the number of measles cases is on the rise, and we've had a few in the U.S. also. Mm. While the COVID pandemic meant that many children around the world are behind in receiving what would normally be routine vaccinations for diseases like measles and diphtheria, because of the attention given to COVID vaccines and movement restriction during periods of lockdown, too. Diseases like polio haven't been fully eradicated, while sudden outbursts of diphtheria still occur in some regions too.
So how is the world responding? As we said, 50 years ago this month, the Expanded Program on Immunization was founded by the World Health Assembly. Today, the program includes universal recommendations to vaccinate against 13 diseases and recommendations for a further 17 diseases in some contexts. It has extended the reach of immunization to adolescents and adults, as well as to children. In 2000, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which includes WHO, UNICEF, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as its core founding members, was created to expand the impact of EPI and help the poorest countries in the world increase coverage and benefit from life-saving vaccines. This increased focus in many vulnerable parts of the world has helped to save more lives and further promote vaccine equity. Gavi has now helped protect a whole generation of children and now provides vaccines against 20 infectious diseases, including the HPV vaccine and vaccines for outbreaks of measles, cholera, yellow fever, Ebola, and meningitis.
So, how are we doing? Unlike in many areas where global cooperation is needed with vaccination, the world has responded well in supporting EPI's mission. When EPI was launched back in 1974, fewer than 5% of infants globally had access to routine immunization. Today, 84% of infants are protected with three doses of the vaccine against diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, DTP, the global marker for immunization coverage. Thanks to vaccinations, more children now survive and thrive past their fifth birthday than at any other point in history, said the UNICEF Executive Director, Catherine Russell. The World Health Organization, WHO, set three major impact goals for the current decade in its Immunization Agenda 2030's framework for action: preventing disease, promoting equity, and building strong programs. Generally, good progress is being made in many areas toward achieving specific targets set for each of these broad goals. However, there are significant shortfalls in the ability to respond to emergencies, and the trend toward or preventable diseases achieving vaccination targets by 2030. Vaccines currently prevent 3.5 to 5 million deaths every year from diseases like, we said, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, and measles. As of data reported in June of 2023, WHO and UNICEF estimates of national immunization coverage at the global level for selected vaccinations include hepatitis B, 45% given at birth, measles, 83%, and polio, 84%. Infant deaths have reduced by 40% globally as a result of vaccination since 1974, and by more than 50% in Africa.
This is really good news, isn't it? I mean, yeah. It is a 50-year period, but the fact that it is being rolled out globally is a true achievement.
Yes, and it's good to remember these incredible facts.
Yes.
Of going from 5% to 84% of the children being vaccinated and surviving.
Well, I know even in my lifetime, polio, you know, in the early, mm-hmm. early part of my life, at least, was still around in the UK. I think the vaccination program by the time I arrived was pretty well established, but there mm-hmm. were still many children not receiving their full course of vaccination in exactly these diseases we mentioned.
Right.
And certainly in my, I didn't know so much my parents' generation, but my grandparents' generation, the incidence of child mortality through some of these diseases was really quite remarkable.
Right. We have to remember that, because it has been so well covered, especially in our countries, Clive, you know, the US and the UK, we forget.
Exactly.
And I had mumps when I was 5 years old. And I think, you know, I remember smallpox being around.
Yes, that certainly was still there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, a major landmark study led by WHO and to be published by The Lancet, I believe this month, revealed that global immunization efforts have saved an estimated 154 million lives over the past 50 years. So something really to celebrate. That's the equivalent of 6 lives every minute of every year. The study showed that immunization is the single greatest contributor of any health intervention to ensuring babies not only see their first birthday, but continue leading healthy lives into adulthood. Of the vaccines included in the study, the measles vaccination had the most significant impact, accounting for 60% of the lives saved due to immunization. Another study estimates that vaccinations against 10 diseases, which include hepatitis B, human papillomavirus, meningitis A, and rubella, yellow fever, among others, prevented 37 million deaths in low and middle-income countries between 2000 and 2019, with a further 32 million deaths predicted to be prevented by 2030. Some of the most significant successes of global vaccination efforts include, as we mentioned, eradication of smallpox and rinderpest, two major infectious diseases, near eradication of polio, and potential for the eradication of measles as well. That's incredible. And as of March 2023, approximately 72% of the world's population had received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine in what was the most extensive global vaccination program ever mobilized. More than 5.5 billion people worldwide have been vaccinated. However, only 37% of the population in African nations have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. The pandemic also highlighted divided views on the efficacy of vaccination and the readiness of some to decline being vaccinated, especially in Western nations. So these achievements demonstrate the enormous impact of global vaccination efforts in preventing infectious diseases and saving millions of lives, especially in low and middle-income countries. However, challenges remain in reaching full coverage, particularly among marginalized communities, to eliminate these diseases that can be prevented through vaccination. Yes, of course, the COVID vaccination is not too far from the memories of most of us. I know here in the UK, queuing up, having a particular time to go to a sports centre or somewhere.
Yeah.
It was quite an operation, wasn't it? And rolled out.
It's very controversial in the US. I wonder if it's as controversial in the UK as it is here. It's divided some people.
Yes.
I like to remind people that before the vaccine, people were dying of COVID.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
I mean, it may not have been perfect. I don't know. I don't think the science is totally out, but it did. I thought it did its job to some extent.
Yes. I mean, I was on the pro-vaccination side. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, others have other views, of course.
Yes.
And I have a number of friends who declined any vaccination. We will know in the fullness of time whether we'll learn lessons, won't we, about how the vaccines were brought into play and the efficacy of it all, I guess.
So the challenges, in particular, a lack of access to vaccines still leaves many children at risk. And in 2021, global immunization coverage for infants dropped to 81%, the lowest rate in over a decade, with 25 million children under one not receiving basic vaccines. Continued investment and efforts are needed to reach all children with life-saving vaccines. Challenges for achieving immunization goals also include growing conflicts that we often talk about in this podcast, economic downturns, and a rise in vaccine hesitancy, as we just said. There are threatening efforts to reach unvaccinated children. Also, ensuring vaccines remain a priority for governments in all countries and are made an integral part of healthcare planning and investment across the life course. Advocacy is needed to maintain immunization as a key health priority. Adequately financing and resourcing vaccination programs in all countries, especially those facing economic challenges. Sufficient funding is critical to sustaining high vaccination coverage and accelerating research and innovation to advance access to and support for vaccines, including for emerging infectious diseases. Continued scientific progress is needed to develop new and improved vaccines. Overcoming vaccine hesitancy among parents, caregivers, and healthcare workers through effective communication and engagement. Raising awareness of the importance of immunization is key to increasing vaccination uptake. And reaching zero-dose children who have not received any routine vaccinations, often in hard-to-reach or marginalized communities. Targeted strategies are required to identify and vaccinate these children.
Addressing these challenges will require, of course, sustained political commitment, adequate resources, innovative strategies, and collective action by all stakeholders to ensure that everyone, no matter where they live, can benefit from life-saving vaccines. And as we mentioned earlier, these challenges are not restricted to developing nations. So, for example, here in the UK, the Royal Society for Public Health recently reported that the UK faces a concerning trend. We're seeing the uptake of HPV vaccine failing to recover to pre-COVID pandemic levels. No childhood vaccines met the 95% target in England last year, and the number of measles cases and whooping cough infections are on the rise. Fake news, distrust of vaccines, and hard-to-understand information have added to the problem. And another challenge is maintaining global stockpiles of vaccines. Currently, there are stockpiles of smallpox, meningitis, and yellow fever vaccine managed by WHO and various other groups, which are meeting current demand. However, the global stockpile of oral cholera vaccine has recently been depleted due to a high number of outbreaks in 16 countries. Existing manufacturers are working to scale up production, but the total global supply expected this year is only about a quarter of what is required. And of course, as we learned again from COVID, we mentioned the threat of rapid expansion of dengue fever. That's another one that's kind of looming. Epidemics can arrive very, very quickly. So there's no guarantee that, you know, the vaccines are going to be even developed.
Right.
as was the case with COVID, of course, when they do.
Yeah. So the main objectives for World Immunization Week 2024 is to focus attention on these challenges with aims that include raising awareness of the importance of immunizations among parents, caregivers, healthcare professionals, policymakers, and the media, increasing vaccination coverage by advocating for vaccines to be a priority for governments and an integral part of healthcare planning and investment across the life course, and ensuring that vaccination programs are adequately financed and resourced in all countries, and accelerating research and innovation to advance access to and support for vaccines.
So huge cooperation and commitment needed all around. So where might we focus our attention? Whilst, as we've seen, there's been very significant progress in the 50 years since the UN's drive towards immunizing all against preventable diseases, with the continued need for all countries of the world to cooperate in funding and supporting vaccination rollout, we suggest holding as our focused intention this week, we will, that all governments will be moved to recognize the priority for enabling and promoting vaccination against preventable diseases for all people who are governed by them. As always, we'll put that in the show notes, and please join us in holding this. Now, we know that perhaps some of our listeners won't resonate with this. As always, when we suggest an intention, it is purely a suggestion. So if it doesn't resonate for you, that's fine. We fully understand, respect, there are differing views on vaccination. Here, the focus seems to be very much on these diseases like polio and measles and smallpox and so on, which are essentially almost eradicated in the world now, where there is a very established, proven record of the safety of the vaccine. So it's probably not quite in the same area of what was happening during COVID times when drugs were being developed very quickly. Long-term risks had not been assessed. They'd not gone through the usual process of clinical trial and so on. And of course, understandably, a number of people have their own ethical reasons for not taking, as well as their own health reasons, in some cases, for not taking certain vaccines.
It is nice to look back on this 50-year history and to remember the good that has been done and have gratitude for that.
Yes, yes. And to look at, you know, the trends in mortality amongst children and infants particularly, and how that has changed. The world is a very different place to 50 years ago, and clearly the vaccination program has made such a huge difference in that regard.
Right. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode. Remember, you can connect with us in the Facebook group and for live intention holding in Clive's Daily Insight Timer offerings, and with me in the Labyrinth Activist Network's Zoom calls. Details of how to hook up with these are in our show notes. Look out, too, for our next special topic episode, which we'll be releasing in the next few days. Thank you for listening and for sharing with us in holding intentions. We look forward to connecting again next time. And in the meantime,
thank you, go well, stay safe.
And remember, we're more powerful together.
Impact is presented by Ellen Bintz and Clive Johnson and produced by Impact Productions. Our theme music is by Chris Collins, and our logo artwork is by Auto Classic. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or your favorite podcast provider. We're a non-commercial podcast dedicated to people of any faith tradition or none who yearn for healing in our troubled world. Please pass on the word so others may join us in making an impact. Thank you for listening.